At the time of Therese's death, a lay sister was heard to speak about her. And she said, "Sister Therese will soon die, and I cannot help asking myself what our Reverend Mother will have to say about her after her death. For this little sister, amiable though she is, has surely done nothing worth recording. How wrong she was." Therese rejoiced in being able to do things for others that were never known or seen. She truly desired to be hidden. She desired to follow the little way. In Therese, we see the truth of the words of today's gospel. The one who makes herself as little as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. As in Mary, the Mother of God, we see too in Therese the truth that the Lord casts down the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. And this was the secret of Therese's spirituality. She wrote, "You know, I have always longed to be a saint, but found it impossible. We live in a century of inventions. The trouble of walking upstairs exists no longer. In the houses of the rich, the lift replaces the stairs. Jesus shall be the lift that raises me to heaven. And for this, I have no need of becoming greater. On the contrary, I must be little and become even smaller." And so she set about her little way. Everything, no matter how small, sweeping the corridors, cleaning the refectory, whatever, it was an opportunity to express her love for her Heavenly Father. And this extended to her relationship with the other sisters. In the laundry, she recorded that when they did the communal laundry together, one of the sisters unnecessarily, regularly splashed her with water. She put up with it. In the chapel, an older sister, she records, unceasingly rattled her rosary beads and made other noises. She offered all these little irritations to God. In fact, she was so kind, there was one sister who particularly annoyed her, who she obviously didn't see eye to eye with and didn't get on with. And she was so kind to that sister that at one point the sister turned to her and said, "What is it you see in me, Therese, that attracts you so?" Extraordinary charity and love. All these little things, they led to her conquering her sinfulness, freed her from the tyranny of herself. They were the secret that led to sanctity and holiness in great things. And Therese adopted the same simplicity in prayer. In prayer, she humbled herself before the Lord. And her prayer was not that the Lord would do what she wanted, but simply to ask him from moment to moment to show her what he wanted her to do. All of us, every single one of us, are called to holiness. We are called to be saints. And Therese shows us that can apply at any age, whether we are young or old. The call to sainthood is there. And at times in our frenetic and complex world, it can seem almost impossible. Therese cuts through all that complexity with a childlike simplicity and shows us a path that is possible. The beauty of the little way is that it's open to us all if we choose and wish to follow it. It is within our reach. And in fact, we must try. Because this little way is the path to life. It is our elevator to heaven. Quite simply, it is our vocation.